Yes, this is dictation for Dr. Chabor. This patient's name is Moses, M-O-S-E-S, H as a middle initial, Tolliver, T-O-L-I-V-E-R, senior. Date of birth, 4/22/1965. Date of evaluation is 1/21/2013. Identifying information, this is a 47-year-old male who was born and raised in Texas. Mr. Tolliver has two stepsisters, two stepbrothers, and four brothers. Mr. Tolliver was married once in 1983. He has been married for 29 years. Mr. Tolliver and his wife have two sons and one daughter. Mr. Tolliver is currently working at Fort Bragg at Forces Command as a chaplain's assistant. The patient's source of income is his retirement, his job, and 30% disability for arthritic hip and back pain. Mr. Tolliver was referred to me for psychiatric evaluation by a veteran's representative. The source of this information is Mr. Tolliver himself. History of present illness. Mr. Tolliver is a high school graduate with a 4-year master's degree in human resource administration. His jobs prior to the military were working part-time in a fast food restaurant and also working at his father's tavern. After high school, Mr. Tolliver went directly into the military. His employment after his military service was as a chaplain's assistant at Fort Bragg. The patient served in the United States Army from September 1983 through 2011. His MOS while serving started out as 35C signal and finished as 56M chaplain's assistant. Mr. Tolliver stated he was stationed at Fort Hood, Fort McPherson, Fort Jackson, Germany, and Japan. His combat tours were in Desert Storm in 1991 for 7 months and Iraq in 2007 for 14 months. During his combat tours, Mr. Tolliver stated that he feared for his own life as well as those of his other comrades. He witnessed many events while in the combat zone. On one occasion, he was in Iraq traveling in a Humvee. He was a passenger in the back seat, and mortar fire hit near the vehicle. The Humvee went to the right and went into a ditch and turned over 2 times, resting on its side. Mr. Tolliver recounted that he hit his head on the left rear seat. He had lost consciousness. He was taken to the infirmary by a medic the following day. Mr. Tolliver stated he had blurred vision and headaches after this injury. He continues to have vision problems and headaches presently. The patient expressed how lucky he was to have survived this horrible incident. Mr. Tolliver also indicated that he experiences memory problems and short-term memory loss at the present time. He also stated there was an incident in 2007 in Iraq when a mortar blast went off near a trailer he was in, and it pushed him into the wall. He stated he suffered bad headaches and was treated at Sick Hall. He also spoke of a friend that was a sergeant major who was killed in a mortar blast when he left the dining hall. He also lost a friend who had a heart attack while at the gym. Both of these deaths occurred in 2007. After his combat tours, his wife told him repeatedly that he had changed. He was not as involved with his children, not as outgoing as he was before. He was less patient, quick to anger over little things, had forgetfulness, and problems with his sleep. His wife has stated that he kicks in his sleep and he does not sleep for a very long time. Mr. Tolliver also conveyed that at his present job, he is becoming more frustrated with other people's behavior. He is having problems with his concentration and short-term memory as well. He stated that he has had these problems for some time, but that they are becoming more pronounced. I have screened Mr. Tolliver for several disorders common with veterans who served in the war zone. He endorsed disturbing dreams about it. Sometimes he feels like he is reliving these experiences. He gets very upset when he talks about it or when it comes to his mind, and he tries not to think about it. He avoids thinking about it at any cost and avoids any activity or situation which will remind him of that. He has lost interest in activities he used to enjoy. He feels distant and cut off from other people. He feels like he is emotionally numb and unable to have loving feelings for the people who are close to him. He feels like his future somehow is going to be cut short. He has problems with his sleep. He feels irritable and has angry outbursts and has difficulty focusing and concentrating. He is very watchful and guarded, and he is also very jumpy. I also screened him for depressive disorder, and he endorsed that he was sad most of the time. He does not enjoy things like he used to. He feels guilty over many things he has done or should have done. He denied thoughts of suicide now or prior. He is critical of himself. He is restless and agitated easily. He is less interested in activities and things than he was before. He is much less interested in sex right now. He is more irritable than usual. I also screened him for panic disorder. He endorsed experiencing a sudden rush of intense fear, anxiety, and discomfort that comes out of nowhere without any apparent reason. This happens in a situation where he does not expect it to occur. He is worried about those episodes, and during those episodes, he feels his heart racing and pounding. He also gets very anxious in situations such as being in crowded places, standing in a long line, or being in enclosed spaces like a small room or elevator. Past psychiatric history. The patient stated in 2011, before he retired, he was out processing and he was checked for a TBI, and he was referred to a psychiatrist. However, he did not go since he was transitioning out of the military at that time. He has suffered headaches since Iraq, and he also saw a speech therapist for his short-term memory. Mr. Tolliver stated that he can walk into a room and cannot remember what he went into the room for. Past medical history. Mr. Tolliver has stated that he was diagnosed and treated for adjustment disorder at Lake Lackland Air Force Base. Mr. Tolliver is also diagnosed with hip pain, back pain, migraines, skin conditions, hypertension, and heartburn. The patient stated he had surgery in 2010 on his left hip to reshape the ball and socket of that hip. Mr. Tolliver is treated with medication for his migraines. He had a sleep study done in 2011 which indicated a negative result but showed restless syndrome in the sleep study. Mr. Tolliver also stated that while in the military, he often suffered from repeated bacterial sinus infections, which were treated with antibiotics. I have administered a migraine disability assessment test, and Mr. Tolliver scored a moderate disability on that test. Allergies. The patient denied any allergies to any medications. Substance abuse history. Mr. Tolliver stated that he drinks at home daily. His wife thinks that he drinks too much. He began drinking more heavily in 2011 when he retired. Mr. Tolliver stated that he drinks to relax. He also says he does not drink to become drunk, and there have never been any legal consequences of his drinking. Mental status examination, not done. Diagnostic impression, Axis 1, not done. Axis 2, not done. Axis 3, not done. Axis 4, not done. Axis 5, not done. Treatment plan, not done. Thank you.